Well, you know, there is good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down, black or white,
legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
Donald
Trump.
I think it was disgraceful that the intelligence agencies allowed any information that turned out to be so false and fake out. I think it's a disgrace. And I say that. And that's something that Nazi Germany would have done and did do. I think it's a disgrace. That information that was false and fake and never happened got released to the public. As far as BuzzFeed, which is a failing pile of garbage, writing it, I think they're going to suffer the consequences. They already are. And as far as CNN going out of their way to build it up.
Sir, since you're attacking us, can you give us a question?
Go ahead.
Mr. President-elect.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Since you are attacking our news organization.
Not you.
Can you give us a chance?
Your organization is terrible. Your organization is terrible. Let's go.
Ask a question, sir.
Go ahead.
Sir.
Quiet.
State,
quiet.
Mr. President-elect.
Go ahead. She's asking a question. Don't
Mr.
be rude.
Can you give us a question?
Don't be rude.
Can you give us a question?
Don't be rude. No, I'm not
going to
give you a
question.
I'm not going to give you a question.
You
are fake news.
Sir.
Go ahead.
Be Heil. Heil.
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil. Heil.
Donald Trump.
Space.
Donald Trump
says
on the fence. It's not a fence, it's a wall. You just misreported it. We're going to build a wall. I could wait about a year and a half until we finish our negotiations with Mexico, which will start immediately after we get to office, but I don't want to wait. Mike Pence is leading an effort to get final approvals through various agencies and through Congress for the wall to begin. I don't feel like waiting a year or a year and a half. We're going to start building. Mexico, in some form, and there are many different forms, will reimburse us, and they will reimburse us for the cost of the wall. That will happen, whether it's a tax or whether it's a payment, probably less likely that it's a payment, but it will happen. So remember this, okay? I would say we are going to build a wall, and people would go crazy. I would then say, who's going to pay for the wall? And people would all scream out, 25, 30,000 people, because nobody's ever had crowds like Trump has had. You know that. You don't like to report that, but that's okay. Okay, now he agrees. Finally, he agrees. But I say, who's going to pay for the wall? And they will scream out, Mexico. Now, reports went out last week. Oh, Mexico's not going to pay for the wall because of a reimbursement. What's the difference? I want to get the wall started. I don't want to wait a year and a half until I make my deal with Mexico. So, and we probably will have a deal sooner than that. And by the way, Mexico has been so nice, so nice. I respect the government of Mexico. I respect the people of Mexico. I love the people of Mexico. I have many people from Mexico working for me. They're phenomenal people. The government of Mexico is terrific. I don't blame them for what's happened. I don't blame them for taking advantage of the United States. I wish our politicians were so smart. Mexico has taken advantage of the United States. I don't blame the representatives and various presidents, etc., of Mexico. What I say is we shouldn't have allowed that to happen. It's not going to happen anymore. So in order to get the wall started, Mexico will pay for the wall, but it'll be reimbursed. Okay?
Be Heil! Heil!
Donald Trump.
Face in her.
Donald Trump.
Says.
You were there and you guys wrote it, put it on the front page.
Yes, sir.
Trump said that Brexit is going to happen.
Yes.
Right? And it happened.
Yes.
And that was when it was going to lose easily. You know, everybody thought I was crazy. Obama said they'll go to the back of the line, meaning if it does happen, and then he had to retract. That was a bad statement.
And what is the front of the queue?
I think you're doing great.
Yeah.
I think it's going great. Countries want their own identity.
Mm-hmm.
And the UK wanted its own identity. But I do believe this. If they hadn't been forced to take in all of the refugees, so many, mm-hmm. with all the problems that it, you know, entails, I think that you wouldn't have a Brexit. It probably could have worked out.
Be Heil! Heil! Heil!
Donald Trump!
Face! Are we not the Superman? Are you pure Superman?
Yeah, we are the Superman!
Super duper Superman!
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good! We would leave it if we could!
We bring the world new order!
Donald Trump!
This world new order! Everyone a foreign race! We love
Donald Trump!
Space when we bring to the world disorder! When
Donald Trump
says,
you're gonna be very, very proud, as not only the media and reporters, you're gonna be very proud of what we put forth having to do with health care. Obamacare is a complete and total disaster. They can say what they want, they can guide you any way they want to guide you. In some cases, they guide you incorrectly. In most cases, you realize what's happened. It's imploding as we sit. Some states have over 100% increase, and 17, and I said this 2 years ago, 17 is going to be the bad year. It's going to be catastrophic. Frankly, we could sit back, and it was a thought from a political standpoint, but it wouldn't be fair to the people. We could sit back and wait and watch and criticize. And we could be a Chuck Schumer and sit back and criticize it. And people would come, they would come, begging to us, please, we have to do something about Obamacare. We don't want to own it. We don't want to own it politically. They own it right now. So the easiest thing would be to let it implode in 17, and believe me, we'd get pretty much whatever we wanted, but it would take a long time.
Be Heil! Heil! Riding
Donald Trump!
Space not to love!
Donald Trump!
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil! Heil! Riding
Donald Trump!
Space!
I don't say he went too far.
And what will you roll them back?
Well,
and what do you think of Lindsey Graham's plan to send you a bill for tougher ones?
Plans to send me a bill for what?
For tougher sanctions.
I hadn't heard Lindsey Graham was going to do that. Lindsey Graham. I've been competing with him for a long time. He's going to crack that 1% barrier one day. I didn't realize Lindsey Graham's still at it. It's all right. I think Lindsey Graham's a nice guy, actually. I've heard that he's a nice guy, and I've been hearing it.
Be Heil! Heil! Riding
Donald Trump!
Space not to love!
Donald Trump!
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil! Heil! Riding
Donald Trump!
Space!
Trump, of course, held his first press conference as president-elect yesterday, and it was clear Trump was interested in one thing above all else: picking a fight with the media. But in fact, the CNN report was not fake news. Both the director of national intelligence and Vice President Joe Biden have recently made comments that seem to confirm what CNN reported. Trump's hostility toward the press is the kind of thing you usually see in authoritarian regimes. In fact, in an especially creepy move, Trump stocked the press conference with employees who laughed at his jokes and shouted out supportive answers to his rhetorical questions. And in case you're wondering what kind of jokes the paid staff were there to laugh at, Here's an example.
Does anyone really believe that story? I'm also very much of a germaphobe, by the way. Believe me.
That's the president-elect joking about how he couldn't have been in a room where Russian prostitutes were urinating on each other because he's a germaphobe, just for a where we're at as a nation. So you wanted to check in on that. Also, and I know it's a waste of time to keep pointing this stuff out, but in a 2015 Hollywood Reporter article, Trump said, "I'm not germophobic." But whatever, up is down, black is white. But the heavy-handed tactics weren't the only creepy things about Trump's press conference. There was also his usual penchant for empty spectacle. After all, this press conference was called in the first place to detail how Trump would deal with his massive business empire as president. To prove he was taking the issue seriously, he brought with him a prop table full of piles of folders and documents that he claimed were the real documents he actually signed. But when reporters asked to see the documents, they were told they couldn't. And not only that, from close-up photos, it looked like the papers inside were all blank. Even if you were doing a middle school play, you'd write something on the folders to make it look real.
A message few of you will be able to believe. A message of great importance. A message I alone was able to read in the fires of the universe. But be not afraid, my friends. I also bring you the means with which to save yourselves.
Save us from what?
From the end of the world, friend. Which I don't expect you to believe. But the rest of you, those who want to be alive tomorrow morning, I will tell you tonight. Remember that. Bring your friends here. I'll tell you tonight so that you will be able to prepare.
What are you selling, Mr. Snake Oil?
The world will come to a flaming end at midnight tonight. Without my help and knowledge, every one of you will be dead.
Got a name?
Trump.
I bet it fits.
Planning to remain in town for long?
Well, I understand I have until midnight.
And you heard?
Yeah, I heard. Your name is Trump? All right, Sheriff. How long are you going to put up with this?
What do you mean?
How long are you going to let this con man walk around town?
Be careful, son. I can sue you.
How about it, Sheriff? When are you going to put the lid on?
What for?
Well, stealing is stealing, whether you do it with a gun or a mouthful of mealy words.
I don't intend to sit here and be insulted, Sheriff. If your people don't want my help, I can go elsewhere.
Wait a minute, Mr. Trump. You don't talk for the rest of us.
Since the sheriff wouldn't stop Trump, Hobie had to find somebody who would. Sheriff Chet Farrow was the gun law and helper, and Judge Clement was the book law.
Are you here about Trump?
Yes, sir. What are you going to do about him?
What do you want me to do?
Stop him.
From what?
From taking the town.
Can you prove that that's what he has in mind?
Well, it's obvious.
But can you prove it? In order to arrest him, the sheriff has to have a charge. And Trump hasn't given him a thing to go on.
Well, there's got to be some way to stop him.
Well, if there is, I don't know it. It's a funny thing.
Sir?
When we were kids, we were all afraid of the dark. And we grew up, and we weren't afraid anymore, but it's funny how a big lie can make us all kids again.
Hobie had checked the town. The people were ready to believe. Like sheep, they ran toward the slaughterhouse. And waiting for them was the high priest of fraud.
I am the only one. Trust me. I can build a wall around your homes that nothing will penetrate.
What do we do? How do we save ourselves?
You ask, how do you build that wall? You ask, and I'm here to tell you.
You're a liar, Trump. There's not going to be any rain of fire.
Can you deny the meteorites will come? Can you deny the comet?
Well, it's not going to happen the way you say it is. Aren't you going to stay for the fireworks?
Huh? Looks like you're going to go before everything's done.
I've done all I can for Talpa.
Figure it's time for me to be moving on. Well, I think you ought to wait.
That's where you and I disagree.
You're under arrest, Trump.
What charge?
Well, you write it any way you like.
grand theft, fraud. I think a jury will find it stealing.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
This is
Charlie
Chaplin.
Very old and washed up and never was good
anyway.
Trappitz, Hülkenfett, der Wiener Schnitzel mit der Lagerbierten und der Sauerkraut. Hey, der Piloten sagt der Pilleten. Ein Tomelier wie ein Strapp. Und der Pilzen sagt der Klütz. Hey, ich bleibe noch Strapp mit der Ach.
Ballone. Balloni war ein Stritz mit seinen Eltern, sagt der Hüden. Ein der Strapp mit seiner Klatsch. Ey, der Strapp mit seinen Gedanken da. Mit seiner Tratsch mit seinen Gedanken. Mein einer Täter will das Strafen, die Strafen, sie Strafen. Demokratie stunk. Liberty stunk. sprechen, stank. Komm her mit der Krotze Ham in der Welt. Der Krotze Leben in der Welt. Mit seiner Erde Krotze alles und einer du Sacrifice. Alles und einer Strotten Teiten der Welten. Seel Hinkel, ist man der Fürsten? Ah, Hering, Puppchen-Hering, Bismarck-Hering. Mit seinen Ölten, sagt der Pilliarten. Ah, von der Hafen, sieht der Kellner Hut. Ein Hering, ein Garbage. Herr Garbage, von sein Öl. Hering und Herr Garbage. Ah, Hering schütten smelten fein vom Garbage und Garbage schütten smelten fein vom Hering. Hering und Garbage. Das ist und der Stretz. Elde Blüten, sagt der Klüften, selde Weihnachten. Ein der Stritz mit seiner Klüten, sagt der Flirten. Einzig Stritzensekt. Einzig Strittensucht. Einzig Strittensekt. Und der Alter. Genau. Sie will Stritz mit seinem Feltensekt. Ah, und die Arien. Und die Arien Mädchen. Ach, die Arien Mädchen. Die Delikatessen mit der Schön. Und der Flachsen mit der Stress. Und der Ulstein mit der Muss, der Muss, von der Kind der Katzenjammer. Der Katzenjammer mit der guten Sekt, der Hicken, Feiten, Hütten, Feiten, Dotten, guten Sekt. Hey, Soldiers for Hinkle! Hey! Sehen, der Herrien und nach der Tschuden. Der Tschuden. Und der Stift, der Sauerkraut mit der Tschuden. Und der Leberwurst mit der Tschuten. Ey, der Flützensekt, Alter, mit der Tschuten. Ey, der Flützensekt, der Klärten. Und der Strengelächeln mit der Hultensekt, der Flärten. Und der Blätzensekt, der Helden. Besick, besack, der Tschuten. Und der Tschuten. Und noch. Straff mit seinen Hüten, sagt der Flair. Der Flärten mit der Hüten, sagt der Flärten. Und strick mit seiner Trotz. Eine Blüten, der Heldruss, einer, nach Europ. Blitzkrieg, Fratsch, Fratz mit Sekretärten. Ein Feinholz, straff mit seiner, und ein Franz. Und mein Holstein strafft mit seiner Finnland. Und mein Holstein strafft mit seiner Russa. Weil Straske, meine, ey, ey, der Blutzen, mit der Elster strafft. Hey, der stinkt einer Stunken, der Stunken mit der Führer, ein Stunken mit der Hölle, ein Sidol der Klotzers mit seiner Tomea.
Your disposition's so kind, you'll never mean. said your favorite color was green.
So guess what? Donald Trump black version. Maybe that's what you need. A man that fulfills your every wish, your every dream. Donald Trump black version. Come on, take a chance.
1990s love affair. Strong woman, she needs a super strong dude.
Sweet words of love are helpful, but what goes a lot farther than that? $100 dinner at Adriano's, a brand new coat, a brand new hat. Yes, I can do this.
Somebody, they stay dark. They stay dark, baby.
That was the time. Thank you. Time. That was wonderful. Aren't they great? Thanks also to
Spike Jones, Floyd, Chaplin.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.